Let's start with this. I don't break down NBA series or games, bores me, but I love issues. Headline, white referees call more fouls on blacks. Woo! That's a headline. That's a heater up by the chin. An academic study of NBA officiating found that white referees called fouls at a greater rate against black players than against white players. Joseph Price, Cornell grad, Justin Wolfers, Penn Wharton School, a couple of Ivy League guys. 13 seasons they conducted this study and found that the racial makeup of a three-man officiating crew affected calls by up to 4.5%. The key finding was in regard to foul calls, saying black players receive around 0.012 or 0.020 more fouls per game played. Not that much, but it's something, but not a ton. The study, says the NBA, that cited in the New York Times article is wrong. There's no evidence of racial bias in the NBA. We conducted our own study by our experts who looked at data that was far more robust and current than the data relied upon by Professor Wolfers. Okay, let me just say this. Boy, what a headline. White refs calling more fouls on blacks. Woo! That's a heater. That's chin music. Well, if these guys are wrong, these two cats, if these guys are race baiting, or are playing fast and loose with research, and I don't know if they are or aren't, then the NBA, you did a study too, NBA, release your numbers. Now, the NBA is saying that they did a study for 3 years, almost 150,000 calls. The NBA denied a request by these two guys to obtain their study, citing its confidentiality agreement with the officials. Well, don't give me that crap. NBA officials, if they're being called racists, would gladly release the numbers if the study proves they're not. Two guys do a study, claims it proves white refs call more fouls on black guys. Okay, the NBA does the same study, but won't release its numbers. Why? Well, we have this confidentiality agreement. Please. Those are as confidential as you want them to be. Every sport has confidentiality agreements. The NFL has one. Something got leaked last week about marijuana. You want to know why? Because somebody wanted it out. I mean, here's the two rules with contracts. Number one, they're meant to be broken. And number two, confidentiality agreements are as confidential as both parties want them to be. I mean, you ever notice you'll see salaries of sportscasters and radio people and coaches in the paper? Howard Stern or something like that. Well, those aren't public record, and those companies don't want those out. The last thing they want out is to show you how much they're paying Howard Stern. But do you know how they get out? Somebody wants them in the paper. Howard's agent, or the coach's agent, or the sportscaster's agent. And do you know why they want them out? Because it makes their client look good and makes somebody else look underpaid, and maybe it drives up salaries of other people. Okay, confidentiality agreements, you've got them in divorces, salaries, business mergers, but stuff leaks out. Why? Because people, to make themselves look good, leak it. And the leakers never get busted. So NBA refs, they've obviously seen the study on themselves, which the NBA's done. You know, if these two professors are wrong, and they may be wrong, I'm not saying they're right, but if they're wrong, an NBA official or ref would leak the story to the press to defend themselves, to make sure they don't look like racists. And again, I'm not saying NBA refs are racist. I'm not saying that. I am saying if a study came out calling you a racist, wherever you are this morning, Atlanta, Buffalo, Los Angeles, a study comes out, calls you a racist, and you have concrete data that proves otherwise, dog, you'd make sure that data got out. Confidentiality agreement or not, you'd make sure it leaked. Okay, you can have a confidentiality agreement in a divorce. If your wife claims you're beating their kids at 7 in the morning and you have proof by an ATM machine you were somewhere else at 7 in the morning, you're going to break that confidentiality agreement to protect your tail. And being called a racist publicly is a serious allegation, especially to a business, and the NBA and its refs are not going to sit back idly and take this. Why would they? They don't sit back idly and take the claims they're fixing games. I mean, the NBA always protects its refs. It'll fine you more money if you rip its refs than if you punch a guy. You can punch a guy in the NBA, get a fine. You call the games fixed, or you touch a ref, man, they protect the refs like nobody's business. So refs are being called racists. If the NBA did its own study and it refutes their findings, they would get this leaked. They'd call up four or five big beat reporters in the NBA, say, okay, here's the study, blah, 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 we'll take care of you. That's the way the game works. Because the NBA has vigorously defended itself against, you know, the fixing charges. So if they don't defend themselves against this, that would make me suspicious. But I'm not buying this confidentiality agreement crap from the NBA. Especially the NBA, which is a league very sensitive to racial issues. They would find a way to refute these numbers if they have a study proving otherwise. They did a study, they just don't want to tell you what it is. Now, maybe the NBA study they did proves these guys are inaccurate. I don't know the answer. That's possible. But if it does, it'll get leaked. Because it's getting a lot of attention, makes the NBA look bad. The NBA always defends itself against claims like this. Now, is it possible white refs are tougher on black players? Sure. I mean, anything's possible. There's racism out there. But guess what? There's racism on both sides of the table. I mean, why is it last week an overwhelming number of Michael Vick supporters on this show called were black? Is it possible that black callers are willing to give Michael Vick more of a pass? Maybe. When I said 2 months ago Steve Nash, MVP of the NBA, I got 8 calls saying he wasn't. Latino and black. Is it possible because of images, beliefs, culture, leanings, we all do stuff? Sure. We all have biases. We all have cultural leanings based on our lives. Doesn't mean you're an overt racist. I would think NBA refs as professionals wouldn't overtly, aggressively go, okay, boy, I'm targeting that guy tonight. I don't like his skin color. Now, I don't think that's the case. And this is a 13-year study and shows that over a course of a game, you know, it's less than half a foul. But the NBA has done its own study on this. So clearly they thought it's possible. I mean, they thought about it before these guys did. So, you know, maybe the NBA, you know, noticed something. I don't know. But I guess my point is, if this story by these two guys is pointless, inaccurate, and they're playing loose with the facts, the NBA in the next day or two will have a comment or release numbers supporting their guys. I mean, just the simplest way I can put this, if somebody called you something and you had data to prove them wrong, you'd release it to defend yourself, confidentiality agreement or not. You just would. It's just the way it works in the world. You'd worry about breaking the confidentiality agreement later. You'd defend yourself, especially when it's a league-wide claim. I have some interesting thoughts on this. Really did our homework on this story this morning. Spent an hour just talking about it, finding some things. If you're the typical, you know, and I shouldn't say typical, but whenever there's racial issues, we get two types of calls. Smart guy who almost never, ever, ever, ever would think of emailing or calling a radio show. Then you get the people who call and email every day, who think they're much smarter than they are. Those of you who call and email constantly, take the day off. I'm looking for non-usual bright people too busy to call and email shows all day. Because those people on these sort of issues generally are smarter, have a broader sense of a topic. This is one of those days with racial issues. I'm looking for smart, reasonable people, thoughtful, not yellers and screamers. Yeah, they're all racist. That is a... Not looking for you today. Not looking for the guy who calls every radio show every day, has an opinion on everything. Because I've got a lot of thoughts on this, and we put a lot of thought into it, and I owe you the smartest callers. Again, want to vote for the tattoo, ESPNRadio.com. Go to the Herd webpage. Start voting. Tomorrow it's live, 9 Pacific, 12 Eastern. The Mavericks avoid elimination. And is Donovan McNabb really that insecure? Spanning the Globe, delivered by the new AT&T, next on ESPN Radio.
Today.